Okay, the NBA conversation continues right here at YSR, your source for the latest news and notes. And we've got a big show tonight. But right now, we're going to head to Florida. We're going to visit with our basketball junkie, and that is the editor and publisher of Basketball Insiders, Steve Kyler. It's nice to have you with us tonight, Steve.
Nice to be back, and we've got basketball to talk about.
We absolutely do. Well, we are talking about the Eastern Conference, but right now we want to focus our attention on the West. What kind of season do you anticipate that the Lakers are going to have?
You know, they're the funny one because everyone has kind of written them off. Byron Scott joked about it at training camp that he was surprised, and it's somewhat motivated that everybody seems to be piling the dirt on the Lakers. But I think some of the doubt about the Lakers is justified. You know, Kobe Bryant coming off of two really significant injuries, the Achilles tear, and then he had a cracked bone in his knee. You know, and then you talk about a guy who's on the wrong side of 35. Those are things that are worthy of doubting. Steve Nash has not been the player the Lakers hoped he'd be when they signed him. So, you know, there are just so many questions about who they can be. But, you know, I look at the Lakers and I say, if you can get 60 games out of Kobe and you can get 45 or 50 games out of Steve Nash, you scoop up Carlos Boozer by way of an amnesty claim, their young guy in Julius Randle, the return of Nick Young, there are some players on that team. And I think the Lakers could be a sneaky play in the West. I think they really could win 40, 45 games, but
the big question
is how healthy can they be?
Mm-hmm. How effective can Kobe Bryant be at 36?
You know, it's so far so good. You know, we're a couple of weeks in, and, you know, he's been training hard. You know, this is probably the most motivated, you know, hardworking guy we have in sports right now, certainly in the NBA. And he's as motivated as anybody to get back and prove everybody wrong. Now, you know, Father Time is undefeated. He gets everybody eventually. And bodies do break down, especially bodies that have as many miles
right.
on them as a Kobe Bryant. But, you know, far early in training camp and certainly in some of the scrimmages and things, Kobe's looked great. You know, he's not going to be that guy who plays way above the rim. But the way above the rim Kobe hasn't been around for a while. So, you know, this is going to be probably a more crafty, savvy Kobe Bryant. I think you'll see him taking better shots, more efficient shots. I do think that you'll see his numbers come down to earth a little bit, but I do think he's going to be productive this year. Like I said, I'm counting on 60 games. I think he's going to miss. I think he'll miss them back to back, you know, in some of those fatigue type situations. But I do think you're going to see Kobe looking a lot more like Kobe. And certainly I think that's going to be the big difference between what the Lakers season ultimately is. If they can get 60 games out of Kobe, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape.
The editor and publisher of Basketball Insiders, Steve Kyler, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And so how do you view the addition in the offseason of Jeremy Lin? How do you see him fitting in with the Lakers? And can he return to the level of Linsanity like he did with New York 3 years ago?
I think Linsanity was an aberration. I think what you saw from Jeremy Lin in Houston is more of what he was as a player. You know, remember, he was undrafted, comes into summer league, played summer league for the Dallas Mavericks, and he looked okay. He didn't look like an elite-level player. You know, he got a chance with Golden State. He played in the D-League and looked pretty good. You know, then he had that eruption in New York that just captivated everyone. And I think the story of Linsanity was bigger than his play. You know, he did hit some big shots and did score some points. But, you know, he wasn't an overly efficient player. And, you know, I think when you saw extended minutes of him in Houston, it was more typical of who he is. Now, I think the one thing that is going to play in Jeremy's favor is he's got Laker Nation behind him, and they can be a little crazy. He's certainly going to get a lot of fan support because of who he is and what he represents. But to think that he's going to get back to being a guy that's, you know, a top 1% type player, I don't ever think he was that kind of player. But I think he'll be good for the Lakers. I think the way they're going to play and having a coach like Byron Scott's really going to be good for Jeremy. But I expect Jeremy to be more of a, you know, 10, 12 point a night type guy that maybe he's playing off the bench rather than somebody who's leading the team or being sensational while doing it.
Well, one of the intriguing pieces with this roster is the addition of Carlos Boozer. How do you see him fitting in?
You know, I like this addition. First, you know, you get him for basically a fraction of what his probable free agent market value was because the Chicago Bulls are waived him with the amnesty provision. This is a good get. You get a veteran guy who knows how to play. It's going to help the young guys. Certainly when you look at Julius Randle, their first-round draft pick, you know, that's a good guy to learn work ethic from. when you talk to guys like Derrick Rose and Taj Gibson in Chicago, they all looked up to Carlos Boozer in a very big brother kind of way. And, you know, when Derrick had his MVP season, you know, Carlos was the guy in his ear telling him not to let up and to keep working and to keep pushing, and you are this good. And, you know, Derrick talked about that a lot that first year, and I think that's going to be good for Julius Randle. Is, you know, one, a lot of pressure comes off because you can go to Carlos, and, you know, Carlos can do a lot for you. He's not the player he was when he got to even Chicago, but at the same time, he's a guy that understands how the league works, and I think he's going to be a good locker room influence for some of those young guys. And I think there's a little left in his tank. I don't think he liked the fact that he got, you know, released the way he did in Chicago. So I think he'll be a motivated Carlos Boozer, and I think he'll be helpful to the Lakers as well.
Okay, the editor and publisher of Basketball Insider, Steve Kyler, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Steve, tell our national audience where they can go and check you guys out online.
Yeah, Basketball Insiders. We cover the NBA and basketball 365, 7 days a week. Anything that's going on in the league, we're going to be all over it. We've got guys in locker rooms around the NBA. So all throughout the season, if there's anything going on, it'll be going on at Basketball Insiders.
Well, I was teasing you, Steve, before we started tonight's interview that do you ever sleep? Because when I wake up in the morning, I'm going through all the Basketball Insiders, the latest reports, the news and updates. It's fantastic.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Steve, okay, so let's talk now about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, motivation is very, very high. Is this a team that can finally win it all?
You know, I think they can. You know, they've got the right kind of mix when you look at, you know, the elite-level superstar that is Kevin Durant, you know, the second superstar that's Russell Westbrook. They've got an emerging star in Reggie Jackson. Serge Ibaka is an elite-level player, and a lot of their young guys, the guys that they had spent draft picks on or had traded for over the last couple of years, really coming into their own during the playoffs last year. Steven Adams really emerged as, you know, a real legitimate kind of go-to, low-post, play-dirty type big man, and I think he's going to do more for them this year. Jeremy Lamb looks great for them in summer league, and they're expecting a lot more from him. I like this Thunder team a lot. You know, the big problem for them last year was injury. You know, they lost Russell Westbrook for so many games, but still able to be right there in the thick of things in the West. So, you know, I look at them as one of the favorites in the Western Conference. I think it's kind of a three-horse race when you look at San Antonio, the Clippers, and then the Thunder right there. And I think for them, it's can they stay healthy? You know, they've got a system in place that they really believe in. And I think over time, they've proven that they're as good as anybody in basketball.
Is that the biggest obstacle that they're going to face? You're talking about injury prone?
Absolutely, because you just don't know what you're going to get out of Russell Westbrook. And at some point, injury is going to catch up with Kevin Durant just in terms of the miles. Remember, he bowed out of Team USA midway through the process, just citing mental and physical fatigue, because he logged more minutes than anybody in the NBA last year on his way to an MVP. You know, if they can get him a little more help. But again, you always have to wonder, when you lean on a guy as much as they lean on Kevin, you know, when is, you know, the injury bug going to catch him? So, you know, they've got to stay healthy. They don't have quite the depth to really lean on that if one of their big guys goes down. You know, Kevin Durant goes down, that team's probably coming apart. So, you know, they don't really have that really next guy, but the guys they do have are really, really good.
Of course, talking about Kevin Durant, the league MVP, he signs that shoe endorsement for $320 million. Obviously, some awkward timing with his withdrawal from Team USA, but that really was in the best interest for himself to get rested and ready, and also for the Thunder.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about that big shoe deal. He got most of that in one lump sum. So that's even crazier. Is what do you do with $275 million the day you get it? But, you know, Kevin certainly deserves it when you look around the league. I always kind of look at it this way. You can tell how popular guys are with when you see how many guys are wearing your shoe. And when you look at guys around the NBA, they're wearing Kevin Durant shoes. They're not wearing LeBron James shoes. You know, he is an incredibly popular player, and Nike did the right thing, really stepping up and taking care of him, because he's really an emerging brand for them. He did almost, I want to say it was $200 million in retail sales last year for the KD brand. So you're going to see a lot of him. You know, he's a really likable guy.
Right.
And, you know, couldn't be a better person off the court. And I think you're starting to see it. He's becoming one of the best players in the game on the court.
Steve Kyler has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Check him out online. He's the editor and publisher of Basketball Insiders and does an outstanding job. Thank you so much, Steve.
Anytime.
Stay close. Much more straight ahead at YSR.